There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. You can also use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And we always bring show prep to the table here on Free Talk Live. And I got to tell you, this one, it's just for me. I'm very interested in this story. It's from psmag.com. That's Pacific Standard is what that PS stands for. It's Pacific Standard Magazine.
Oh, I thought you said we were going to say PC Mag. Then I got excited.
No. This is more anthropological than computer-oriented.
Oh, should still be interesting, I suppose.
8,000 years ago, 17 women reproduced for every one man. An analysis of modern DNA uncovers a rough dating scene after the advent of agriculture. Once upon a time, 4,000 to 8,000 years after humanity invented agriculture, something very strange happened to human reproduction. Across the globe, for every 17 women who were reproducing, passing on genes that are still around today, only one man did the same. It wasn't like there was a mass death of males. They were there. So what were they doing? Asked Melissa Wilson, a computational biologist at Arizona State University, and a member of a group of scientists who uncovered this moment in prehistory by analyzing modern genes. Another member of the research team, a biological anthropologist, hypothesizes that somehow, for only a few men, accumulated lots of wealth and power, leaving nothing for others. These men could then pass their wealth on to their sons, perpetuating this pattern of elitist reproductive success. Then, as more thousands of years passed, the numbers of men reproducing compared to women rose again. Maybe more and more people started being successful, Wilson Syres says. In more recent history, as a global average, about 4 or 5 women reproduce for every one man. So, listen to this for a second. This is incredible as far as numbers go. At one point in the relatively distant past, basically one man for every 17 women reproduced. That's like the number's like 5%, 6% of the amount of women that were going. So
now, did they sample modern DNA to find this out,
yeah,
or did they sample like buried remains DNA?
I assume this is coming out of modern DNA because they say it's all over the globe.
Okay, then there's an important thing to remember there is it's not necessarily that those were the ratios of people that were reproducing. Those were that was the content of the bloodlines that actually survived till today. For example, I read a book in jail about the mitochondrial Eve, they
yeah.
call her, who was about, I think, 78,000 years ago.
That's quite some time.
And she is the single female from whom every living human is descended,
yep.
But that doesn't mean that she was the only living female at that time or that none of the other females had children. There was probably, you know, at least a tribe going on there, but she was the only one who has survivors that have lasted to this day.
Yeah.
So there were other people having children then.
That is really crazy just how far back they can trace it to, you know, a single female. It's fascinating.
Well, they are saying in more recent history that as a global average, about 4 or 5 women reproduce for every one man. So that's still, still an incredible disparity as far as it goes. And
well, any non-football player in high school can explain that to you.
Yeah. indeed. I mean, this is kind of what we're talking about. And I think that it's important to note that, as far as a deviation from the mean, men get it a lot worse than women do in these particular instances from a historical standpoint. Now, there's enough money that enough wealth, essentially, that everybody can have children and that sort of thing. But,
although you say
the womb is a value.
You say that like it's a good thing, and I would argue the other way. When you have a welfare state making sure that every child, no matter how unfit, is able to not only survive but produce offspring and have those offspring raised at somebody else's expense, you've short-circuited evolution.
Well, you have short-circuited evolution, there's no doubt about it, but even if you look around the globe, plenty of countries don't have any equivalent to the U.S. welfare system, and basically most men can find women, except in China where they kind of threw the whole thing off.
Yeah, you see, they talk about the thing where a lot of females are aborted in China, and they look at it as an anti-woman thing, but to me, as a man, I would hate to live in that society. I would much rather live in a society where half of the male fetuses were aborted, because I would tend to have a better life in that society if I wasn't one of those who were aborted, and if I was, well, I'd never know it, would I?
Yeah, I couldn't say why the Chinese value males over females in that circumstance. I mean, I'm sure that there are societies where female children are valued over male children. I would suspect there are fewer.
I believe they still use dowries. That might have something to do with it, where if you have a daughter, you got to pay some other family to take her.
That doesn't hurt.
In the Chinese culture, you mean that's why you're saying that they probably that there's more men than more male children than female children, correct?
Also much more limited economic activity or economic opportunity, I believe, for women in China.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think this also shows a connectivity between sort of wealth and reproduction. From a historical standpoint, you got to have some kind of money to be able to reproduce from a male standpoint, but you don't have to have it as a female standpoint. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know why the feminists don't notice it as kind of objectification, God, I can't even spit that word out, of men when we're kind of treated like wallets with penises. But
well, I don't think
that's
in this case,
okay for some.
For most men, they didn't even get objectified. They're the opposite of objectification. They get ignored because they're basically of no value. Like a womb comes with its own intrinsic value. When we're looking at a scenario like this, the fact is testicle, gonad, testicles, not so much. They don't have their own intrinsic value. You can get those things anywhere.
Yeah, that is true.
Physically driven natural selection shaped many human traits. Ethnic Africans and Europeans had to evolve to digest milk, for example, while most ethnic Tibetans had adaptations to deal with lower oxygen levels at high altitudes. Mm. But if Wilson-Sayre's team's hypothesis is correct, it would be one of the first instances that scientists have found of a cultural effect of human evolution. The team uncovered this dip and rise in the male-to-female reproductive ratio by looking at DNA from more than 450 volunteers from 7 world regions. Geneticists analyzed 2 parts of the DNA, Y-chromosome DNA and mitochondrial DNA. They don't make up a large portion of a person's genetics, but they're special because people inherit Y-chromosome DNA exclusively from their male ancestors and mitochondrial DNA exclusively from their female ancestors. By analyzing diversity in these parts, scientists are able to deduce the numbers of female and male ancestors that a population has. And it's always more female. So much for what our DNA can tell us. This study published last week in the journal Genome Research can't directly account for why the dip occurred. Instead, the team members tried to think through the other explanations, like, was there some sort of weird virus that only affected males across the globe 8,000 years ago, Wilson Cyres asked, a hypothesis the team found unlikely. What do you think about this? The idea that a couple of times in the past that significantly more females, you know, like 5 times, 17 times as many females are reproducing than males. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Rich Paul,
and Danica.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. LibertyStickers.com. You probably want to reach people with the ideas of liberty. Well, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands, depending on how much you drive in a given year. You know that people love bumper stickers. You've scooted forward in order to read the bumper stickers on a car in front of you. Go over there and check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's fun to just scroll through them and look at them all. They're great. They make good posts on Facebook, too. It's libertystickers.com. Go check them out there.
Mark, do you have a favorite bumper sticker, Liberty or not?
I have a, I've got one on the back of my, had one on the back of my Element that I have not yet replaced. It said, Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all the other Peace Prize winners combined.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think my favorite one is Don't Steal, the Government Hates Competition.
Yeah, that's another good one. They have both of those. Here's why the wars won't stop. The people that make the people that pay the politicians are making a killing off of all that killing. I think that that's another one. I like mine to get right to the point, and I have tend to enjoy the anti-war messages. In my opinion, when you're looking at national politics, the first thing we should do is stop killing each other as much as we can.
That'd be a great start.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, a lot of people like to vilify the libertarians for, you know, not wanting to have this social program or that social program. And I do think that those things are destructive to humanity and to people's volition. But my first goal isn't to just rip out, the mothers and infants programs or what's WIC called? Women and children. Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
Mothers and infants is actually something for women who have kids while they're on drugs. My wife used to work at that program. That's not my goal. My goal is, hey, here's an idea. Let's stop flying remote control airplanes around foreign countries and dropping bombs on villages where there's no cameras or anything to sort of see what happens. I think that's probably the most destructive thing that goes on with U.S. policy.
Yeah.
LibertyStickers.com.
I'm really more concerned with not only with war, but also with eliminating corporate welfare and economic regulation before eliminating the welfare state, because if you don't let the economy grow enough to absorb people and you just cut off the welfare state and there's nothing in its place, you know, it's going to be a bad thing. But, you know, if before we do that, we get to the point where everybody who wants a job has a job, then, at that point, private welfare should be able to take over quite handily.
I think corporate welfare is a great parry to the conversation about, libertarians are, they're bad on social issues. They want to get rid of welfare. Well, yes, I do want to get rid of welfare, like corporate welfare. And that usually, the person who might make that accusation likely will be very, happy with that particular parry. So you get them on, sort of bring them on to your side, and then talk about, at some point or another, you got to talk about the destructiveness of social welfare programs that are out there. In many cases, they sap away people's their volition. They make it so that they can't have jobs. Like, if you're going to give somebody some free money, let them go get a real job at the same time so that they can really get something up underneath them. I don't recommend giving people money. I think that charities can do a better job in distribution. But
I don't recommend doing it. I would rather not have a government than have a government. So, obviously there's no government program that, to me, is worth keeping government around for. But if you're going to have a welfare state, the way to do it is with a minimum guaranteed income, where basically everybody gets a certain amount of money each month, but whatever you earn or produce on top of that, or 90% of what you earn or produce on top of that is yours, and then a 10% flat tax pays for that 10% minimum income. The nice thing about that is it does not it does not intrude into people's lives and make their decisions for them, and it also, it doesn't encourage people to have more children. It doesn't, you know, it's not nearly as distortionary economically.
I'm uncomfortable having conversations about what taxes I like as a libertarian, but I do think that when you're talking about a 10% sort of flat tax, you're not talking about disincentivizing people from doing work. Like, for instance, during 2009, Barack Obama brought about, you know, with, of course, the help of Congress, some kind of tax on loose-leaf tobacco and cigars and stuff like that in order to, A, fund some kind of children's health thing, and B, to disincentivize people from smoking. Well, if a tax on cigarettes disincentivizes people from smoking, then does a tax on income disincentivize people from working? And like, you can't have both of these.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, that I think that a 10% tax, generally sort of flat across the board, is probably not going to disincentivize anybody from doing any particular work, but the government has yet to stay within its bounds. First off, I mean, I guess you'd have to have some kind of balanced budget amendment as far as the federal government goes, and you'd have to have real money and a variety of other things that are all fantastic in the sense that they exist in a fantasy world and have never existed in real life. So I find, you know, I find the conversation dizzying and labyrinthine. Yeah, that's one.
big yeah, words we're using here.
that's a hard one. Well, comparing taxes is like comparing diseases, but I'd rather have a cold than cancer.
Want to see my boil? Take a look.
Thank you, no.
No, please.
That's how I feel when we talk about taxes. You know, like, every once in a while somebody shows you a little festering sore. Thanks for showing me that. So I have a story here that we've been going through from Pacific Standard Magazine about what I think is a very interesting phenomenon. In the past, there's been a few different sort of dips in male productivity as far as having, you know, producing offspring. At one point, as low as a 17th of what female productivity was. So that means that there was one guy out of 17 that was getting a whole lot of booty, and the other guys weren't getting nothing.
Well, you know, can we, you know, depending on how far back we're going, you know, there were, you know, concubines, courtesans. I mean, there were more, you know, there were a lot of, each guy had, depending on his rank, of course, had a lot of women to choose from, and they weren't necessarily ones that he was married to. They could just be for the sole purpose of bearing children, you know, because one man, you know, in some regions, not all of them, would be married to, say, one or two women, but then have five others specifically for bearing children.
I can't tell you what the number is, but it's something like one out of every 16 males on the planet is descended from Genghis Khan.
Yes, I mean, I heard that too.
That is a whole lot of raping going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it could well be that this 1 in 17 actually means that one male had, like, thousands.
855 453 Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-3733, and you can give us a call. Call in about anything at 855-450-FREE, or you can use Skype, username lrn.fm. You need to protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. The NSA is recording everything that they can get about you. Simply download an app from ProXPN. You download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux. Just get connected to the internet, and you're protected from all that. No more prying, no more spying. No need to even have a separate account for each device. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use your promo code FTL50. That's our promo code. You'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's like $5 a month, about that. Though FTL50 will get you a savings for the lifetime of the account. So it's not just the first year or something like that. It just goes on in perpetuity as long as you keep the account. ProXPN can protect you. One account protects you on all your devices. It's a really great deal for $5 a month. With the premium account, you get unlimited. That's the premium account I'm talking about here. You get the unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world, that these servers you can use to sort of show where you're coming from. Like, you know, you're in New York, but they think you're surfing from Singapore. because you're using that server. Regionally, it helps you avoid regionally blocked websites. You can privately torrent. That's important. ProXPN doesn't, they don't keep records of your online habits. So get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. Get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL, coupon code FTL50. This story here coming from psmag.com is fantastic as far as I'm concerned. I think it's very interesting to see these dips in productivity of males as far as compared to females and having children. Going on to further test the wealth and power idea, because the suggestion is that if women are 17 times more likely than men to reproduce 8,000 years ago, why? Well, I would think the first thing that comes to mind for me is wealth and power, like, you know, that the wealthy males or powerful males are keeping the not so wealthy, the poor and not powerful males from reproducing. Researchers plan to look for other genetic markers that would indicate that something cultural, not physical, kept those early male farmers from reproducing. Team members could also collaborate with anthropologists and archaeologists. This is not a new theory, by the way. This is just more evidence for an older theory, which is that it may not be a male-female division that we have going on in history. It may be a rich and poor division that we have going on in history. This is my theory, and I've stated it over and over again here on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wouldn't say that you're incorrect about that, because we can all see that those who have wealth and power are able to make a lot more decisions than those that are, you know, poor and not able to do that.
Yeah, and I think that many people that claim that sort of historically within a family unit that males had more power, I'm sure that some relationships are different than others, but I tend to think that the sexes have different sorts of powers inside of a relationship.
Oh, just watching an episode of Game of Thrones, you'll definitely see power dynamics between both sexes.
Historically accurate Game of Thrones, complete with dragons. Going on.
Well, you do know that Game of Thrones is based on War of the Roses, right?
I know nothing of Game of Thrones. I have never seen one episode.
Oh, Mark, you and I will have to talk sometime.
I do need to see it. I really do need to see it. But I haven't. I just haven't done it at this point. So if somebody has,
I'll say in quotation marks, historically accurate than a lot of other fantasies there, because simply put, it doesn't use a lot of magic. Anyway, it is historically based. A lot of the events that go on in Game of Thrones did actually happen, and like you said, it's very fascinating just to see the power dynamics from both sexes. Definitely highly rated and recommended.
No doubt about it. I think I don't know if we were talking on the air about it, but we were talking about Genghis Khan, right?
Yes.
And so, if I remember correctly, the Khans, actually the most powerful ruler the world has ever seen, was a female at one point. I think it was Genghis died and didn't leave a clear heir, so his wife took over or something like that for a period of time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, so, clearly these women wielded some level of power in this particular culture.
Well, look at the female pharaohs. Like, there was no female word for a pharaoh. She was just called pharaoh as well. So when a woman rose to power, she had just as much as a male did. They didn't differentiate between male and female words for a pharaoh.
I'm going to finish up this last paragraph here. Nature is a harsh taskmaster, but so, it seems, is human culture. Although the popular notion that farming and settlement cushion people against survival of the fittest, this study shows it's not true. Something cultural happened 8,000 years ago that's marked us even today. And one thing you're often told is that sort of modern culture, the agricultural revolution, started because of beer. People are like, whoa, this fermented wheat stuff is awesome. Let's settle down and grow more of this stuff. And that's kind of what occurred. But apparently somebody was getting all the beer, too.
I have to wonder, and I know I've sprung this question on you, too, where, at what point did someone look, and this is also something from Calvin Hobbes' Hobbit comic, where at what point do we look at a cow's udders and say, I'm just going to drink whatever comes out of them? I mean, how in the world did we come to the fact that we can make beer out of wheat? Like, it's really fascinating.
I suspect the cow's udder thing is that they probably killed a female animal that had milk, and they had they knew something about boobs up to that point, being mammals, and so they're like, well, let's give this a run.
Yeah, the cow thing, I can see how one thing would lead to another, they would figure that out, but
a common problem was that nursing mothers would not have enough milk. So it may have also been a desperation move.
Very true.
You know, the baby is crying. We can't get any milk from Ma, but we got this cow. And we see her babies eating at her breast. So maybe ours could survive that way.
Also, I would assume that somebody probably was just really thirsty or hungry, and there was some fermented juice of some sort hanging around, and like, whoa, I love the way I feel. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I would like to change the subject here. I would like to bring you back to about a year ago.
Okay.
There was a story that came out of Nevada. It's really kind of, it's not kind of, it's very disturbing. The woman called 911 and said that she was having an issue with her son and needed to have an ambulance come to her house.
Okay.
And she informed, I guess, the dispatcher that, that the son was bipolar and was schizophrenic.
All right, so the cop showed up and shot him?
The cop showed up and they shot him. And the story goes that the police said that he had a screwdriver in his hand, which in fact he did. And the police said that he had lunged at him.
Yeah, I remember that story.
They released that video today, and it's anything but that at all.
It's been out a couple of days. Yeah.
Yeah. And
define lunge, sir.
Define lies, sir.
It shows in the video. I mean, at least from what I saw, the guy didn't do anything, and it's not just this, but I mean, it's all of these other videos that I'm seeing that's happening in different areas of parts of the United States where the police are either assaulting somebody or they're blasting somebody.
It's disturbing. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, Robert. I feel you on this one. It's not the first time you see these videos, and at some point or another, they begin to add up in your mind. I appreciate the call.
I'd like to continue on, Mark, if I could.
All right, hold the line. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 99skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband chased me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 99skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 99skinny.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Those that are wondering, Ian, our normal first show, chair host, it's his night off. So you got us, 855-450-FREE. Robert called in just a few moments ago, and he was talking about this case. Apparently it's, where is it out of? Dallas, where a mentally ill man was shot by police who was holding a screwdriver. And that can be interpreted a bunch of different ways, but there's video now that has surfaced about this story. It's about a year old now, but the video sort of makes it new again. Real quick, you can go get archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We make them available to you many years going back are available for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Go and avail yourselves of them, share them in whatever way you wish. They're yours to do with as you please. Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Robert, calling from Vermont. Robert, what else do you have to say?
That story came out of Nevada, Mark.
Does it say? It says Dallas police shoot mentally ill man.
Okay, Dallas. I'm sorry, my bag. But equally disturbing was another video, and I don't know if it came out today or if it may be, a couple of days old. I saw it today. It was a video of the Black Panthers.
I haven't seen this one.
The video shows a large group of Black Panthers. They're marching down the street. They've got their weapons. I mean, I don't know if they're loaded or not. They are, making you know, comments about the police, you know, kind of like what the military would do, like in a drill.
Okay.
You know, and
they're sort of marching at a cadence?
Yeah, exactly. They're going down a street. I don't know where it was located because I didn't catch that part.
All right.
You know, and at the bottom of the story, at the very end, you can, you know, type in, you know, comments and stuff like that. And I just, I saw, you know, just a whole bunch of people that made, you know, racial comments, you know, saying that, you know, that there's not that much of you and, you know, the whites will take you all out. And, it's like, you know, with all of this all going on, you'd think that the police would try to start a race war.
Why? You think they're trying to?
Yeah.
I do.
How so?
You know, and it's really, really sad. You know, and
aren't there a lot of black police?
Pardon me?
Aren't there a lot of black police?
Oh, I think that there's a lot of black police. Sure there are.
Well, I'm kind of torn on this.
I think it might be more accurate to say that somebody is trying to start a race war using the police. And I've had the same thing. I mean, it would have been easy in New York, in the Garner case, to really go balls out to get an indictment against that cop and then throw the case in trial. But instead, they threw the case in the indictment within weeks of riots. What could they possibly have been thinking to not say this is going to make things worse? We're going to let this guy twist in the wind just for a little while until we can blow the case at trial.
Well, the suggestion there, and I don't believe it for a second, is that you know, somehow the state's attorney just puts it in front of the grand jury and the people decide whether or not to bring an indictment. Obviously, they could charge the officer with something lesser that didn't require an indictment, but you know, this is the people making their decision. They saw the evidence, and they found that there was no probable cause or whatever to bring charges against this officer. So they didn't. That's the idea there. And I don't believe that. I think that the prosecutor has incredible power when dealing with a grand jury. But that's what they're going to say as far as it goes.
They decide exactly what evidence is seen. And I don't know that much about what went on inside the Garner grand jury, but I know that in the Ferguson grand jury, the prosecutor actually put on exculpatory witnesses, people who said the cop didn't do it, which is something they don't usually do in a grand jury.
Uh-huh.
And not just that, but in one case, they knew that one of the exculpatory witnesses was a liar who had frequently claimed to be at events of note when she had not been there.
Yeah.
So you know, it's that one they clearly threw, and that prosecutor should be disbarred for what he did, because what he did was subornation of perjury, and that's the same crime that Clinton was impeached for.
Yeah, it's unlikely that they're going to get that, I'm afraid. Robert, final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wondering what you're going to take, you know, to wake up the powers that be.
To what?
Say, hey, you know, what are you going to do to deal with this, you know?
What makes you think it's not the powers that be that are doing this?
Yeah, the powers that be benefit from, you know, people being at each other's throats. Yeah.
The more they can fear us, the more they can make us fear each other, the more strife they can stir up, then the more people are going to say we need them. It's like V for Vendetta. Let them see that they need us, as the prime minister was sending out a bunch of false news stories.
The state, the state thrives on fear. That's what they're, you know, that's what they get, right?
Like, that gives them all the money.
They say that war is the health of the state, but, and that's certainly a true statement, but war springs from fear. In many cases,
and fear springs from war. It's a cycle.
I guess for me, and I'll end it like this, I'm glad that I have people like you guys at Free Talk Live, and then other people that call in and share their concerns, because I think that that's, you know, we the people are the ones that can, you know, make a difference here.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
Take where
Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I saw this video during the break again. And the situation is with Jason Harrison. He's a bipolar man. His mother called the police to basically, I think, actually called the 911 to get sort of hospitalization for Jason or whatever, but in the process said that he was bipolar. So, of course, the police show up. And within seconds of seeing the police, he's shot dead. He's twiddling a screwdriver in his hands. It's not menacingly, like he's not gripping it white knuckled, ready to jab.
Or holding it over his head, nothing like that. Somebody.
Right, like, I mean, it looked for all the world like a guy who was, you know, using a screwdriver to fix something. And, you know, the police give him the order to drop the weapon. And, you know, like, people don't hear that quickly. When you're in a situation that you're not, that's not usual, you know, you're just finding some people, like, what are you saying? You know, I just don't think that it's reasonable for somebody to react within 5 seconds to sort of dropping a screwdriver. Also, you know, the sort of the following the orders. Now, the claim is he lunged. It kind of looked like he came at the officers at the same time he got shot. So he might have fallen at them. I don't know about this lunging thing. It didn't look like, I didn't see anything that looked like him wielding a screwdriver in a deadly fashion in this video. And I don't know if this is going to be the one that, you know, that the police actually get held accountable for. I'm not sure. But usually they trot out the sort of things as, you don't know what it's like to be in this position. Sometimes mistakes are made and that sort of thing. But when you look at the U.S. versus other countries around the world, even Canada right next door, you'd think that you would see similar numbers for police shootings. You don't see anything even close.
No, you don't.
You'll see police in, like, Great Britain shooting less than 5 people. Germany, I think it's 2 last year. Canada, I think it was 48. Now, Canada's a tenth of the population of the U.S., but even if you just extrapolate it out from there as far as those numbers go, you're still talking about more than twice, almost 3 times as many shootings in the U.S. than Canada. And Canada has the same diversity of population that the U.S. has. You can't claim that, you know, that there aren't blacks in Canada or whatever it is that somebody might claim.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, Iceland killed, one person's been killed since 1960 when they became a country. So,
and that was what, this year or last year?
It was relatively recently. Yeah, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The guy was aiming a shotgun at police. He was a convicted, you know, a formerly convicted criminal, wielding a shotgun, preparing to shoot police, and they killed him. And then they went to his funeral. Because they really did feel bad. I mean, this is the first guy they'd ever shot.
Yeah. Well, you have to get in the habit before it becomes easy.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. What do you think?
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.